What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Friday morning. Well, following up, and we don't get the chance too often with our show to do this, but the next day after an Eagles win on a Friday. So welcome to Borgata and our home base every single Friday morning. And welcome to an 8-2 football team, which really is phenomenal. You know, another game, another win, another Eagles win that frankly follows a very similar formula as many of them this year. Close for a while. Low scoring for a while. Birds pull away in the fourth quarter. They have done that quite a bit this year. They did it again last night. Look, we'll talk about all of it with you and do it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Whether it's the offense, the defense, the coaches, the special teams, whatever's on your mind, the 8-2 Eagles, bring it today on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Richard Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The average person sheds about 8 pounds of skin every year.
Ew.
That's nasty.
Ugh.
That really is nasty.
That isn't. Well, the Eagles, shed a lot of skin in September, man.
It feels like
they got a lot better.
It felt like that skin should have been shed more last night at times.
Yeah.
It felt like they should have looked sheddier.
So what's
more shedded last night?
What's your reaction, John? Take the floor first. What hit you? What hit you on last night?
That was uncomfortable at times because I thought it would be more consistent offensively. I thought our defense, once again, is fantastic. Some of what we're putting out there, just from a soundness and toughness and togetherness and tackling and awareness perspective, this defense has got it all going on. And that was outstanding to see, making a young quarterback look like a young quarterback at times. The problem was our young quarterback looked like a young quarterback at times, too, and I know we get a little bit impatient with that. So now, in the back of my mind, I've got this other second race in the back of the corner, the recesses of my mind. Not only am I hoping that the Eagles get to where they need to get as a team, but now I'm hoping to where Jalen gets to where he needs to get as a player, and there's like this Jalen watch flashing in the corner of my screen, even though it's not really there. And at the end of the first half, man, the Jalen watch was going off. What in the heck is Jalen doing? Why does Jalen look so lost at times? But Jalen figured it out once again. And it's not just Jalen, I guess I should be giving all the credit to here. It's the offense, the team, the defense rising up and bringing the offense up to their level. I don't know exactly everything that goes into it. Some of that is Nick Sirianni keeping things steady. I know that we need to give him more credit on this front now. I think that we have been far too critical when things have been good this season.
You're talking specifically about Nick?
Or with Nick, with Jalen, with the team. Last night was a win against the team that was supposed to be the best in the NFC East, and all I'm expecting to feel today is, oh, here's where they fell short. Oh, why didn't they perform better in this area? And I think that's too bad. I do at times wish we would look at this in a more, I don't know,
positive?
Forgiving and positive way.
I think that was an awesome win last night.
Good, yeah. Man. Because
it was,
it was
awesome.
That
Eagles
team
defense is
was
back,
good.
Baby.
That team that we played, that we just put down, okay, it wasn't exactly putting them down. When it was going into the fourth quarter, it was 10-6, and we were losing.
Well, the defense was throughout all the games.
The defense was doing it all night. They were doing their thing. I think last night, circumstantially, the kicker didn't help our cause at all. They did a good job. Washington is a good team.
They did a great job. Mm-hmm. Don't undersell it. The defense was freaking awesome.
Defense was awesome.
Awesome!
So, yeah, it was, James. So, you know, John, I agree with almost every single thing you said there. Almost all of it. So, you know, obviously there's good...
I mean, I feel apologetic almost. Okay. I feel apologetic. I want Jalen to look like Jalen at the end of the year, in the middle of the year. I know that's unrealistic, but I feel like we've all accelerated our time frame, and we expect more from Jalen and from this team and from this coach than what the midpoint would suggest.
So, you know,
last night was awesome.
Yeah, look, there's a lot more positive than negative last night, and obviously the ultimate positive is you get a victory, and, you know, you got first place in a good grasp. You got a legitimate shot to compete for the one seed in the NFC. The Eagles are quite obviously extremely likely at this point to make the playoffs. I mean, they've already got 8 wins, and they've got 7 more games to play. Okay, yep. So, like, at this point, you'd be surprised if they don't win 11 or more. So they're in really good shape from that standpoint. James, to your point, defense sensational. John, to your point, I think Sirianni deserves a lot more credit than he typically gets. Saquon, stud, all that. Here to me is the big picture. It really crystallized for me. You know, I was thinking about this in the last 2 minutes of that game. While Washington was trying to, you know, score 2-point conversion, onside kick, score 2-point conversion, tie it up, go to overtime. All right. They obviously fell short of that. So we all had an opportunity for about 2 minutes or about 10 minutes of real life to reflect on what's going on in the biggest picture with the Eagles. What's going on? And here's what hit me as I was thinking over those 10 minutes about what I believe is going on. I'm going to try to make this as simple as I can. I believe this is accurate. You might agree. You might disagree. Here's what I think is going on. I think the vast majority of the Eagles team is ready to win the Super Bowl. Like what I'd call Super Bowl worthy. The vast majority of the team. And here's how I define that. Running back, wide receivers, tight end, offensive line, defense, which prior to last night I would not necessarily have said that. But that was extremely impressive last night. I can't tell you stamp of approval for certain, that the defense is ready to win the Super Bowl, but they made Jaden Daniels last night look horrible. And, you know, I'll tell you this. I think they're every bit as good, frankly, better than the Chiefs Super Bowl 2 years ago, defense, when the Chiefs were average defensively. I mean, I do think you can win a Super Bowl with this defense. And I think there's, and James, this might have been kind of what you were alluding to, there's a chance a defense like this can lead you to a Super Bowl.
That's exactly what
right?
I'm alluding to, Joe.
All right. So, and I also would put coaching into the major positive ledger. And I define that as the three main coaches. The three main. Sirianni, Fangio, and Kellen Moore. I think everything I just said is worthy of, yep, this can be Super Bowl. Then you get to Jalen. And, you know, the reality is he is just, to a large degree, struggling. He did again last night. Now, let me be clear. This team, one of three things is going to happen. One of three things. He is either going to lead them to a Super Bowl. They're going to option two is they're going to win a Super Bowl dragging him across the finish line in games in which he makes a couple of plays, but to a large extent it's Saquon Barkley that leads them there. And let's be real, Saquon Barkley offensively led them last night. There's just no other way around it. Or option three is that, and this is what I really, really, really hope doesn't happen, that Jalen Hurts holds back a team where so many parts of it are ready to go win a Super Bowl. Look, we're going to know.
He's a part of it that is ready to continue to evolve on a team that is growing into a Super Bowl team.
He outplayed Jaden Daniels last night, like handily. And at the end of the day, he made plays to win and again did not turn the ball over, didn't put it in harm's way.
Used his legs.
Yeah, when he needed to. Like, I get it. He wasn't great.
But primarily,
he came through when they needed him to. He came through with big plays.
He handed the ball off to
Saquon. You do not.
That's what he does.
Saquon didn't.
No, you know what? You do not appreciate the difficulty at all. You do not appreciate what he's asked to do on every play. No, he's not.
He's
just, you are out of your mind, and
just not,
you,
John,
you
he was
need to adjust your expectations.
No.
The other guy across the way, who is maybe the best rookie in the NFL right now, Jaws said the best rookie he's ever seen in his life.
Sometimes games are like that, Joe.
Jalen outplayed him. Jalen continues to lead this team to wins.
No, he didn't lead him to a win.
He didn't lead him to a win.
The defense led him to a win, and Saquon Barkley led him to a win. That's what led him to a win.
And Jalen in the fourth quarter was outstanding.
No, he wasn't.
Jalen was exactly what we needed.
He handed the ball off to Saquon.
Do you think that's a simple concept? Do you understand the machinations that go into just handing the ball off to Saquon?
It's a
play designed to beat that defense for that specific moment. He has to know exactly what the defense is asking of our offense.
You're giving him too much credit. But let me give
Hold on, James.
Here's where Jalen deserves credit in the run game. I will continue to believe, as I have for the duration of his time here, which to this point has been 5 years, that his athleticism contributes to running back success, because there is always the threat of Jalen keeping the ball. And that complicates the ends, linebackers, safeties, the cornerbacks, that complicates things. But I'm not going to go
every defense has to play us completely differently because he complicates
things. I'm not going to go as far
as to say... It makes everything much harder for the opponent because he is the way he is.
I'm not going to go as far as to say he led them to anything last night. The defense was dominant. Jaden Daniels was brutal. And Saquon Barkley was studly. And the Eagles won a football game. I mean, that so just to me, the big picture, and everyone, you can weigh in, 215-592-9494. You may agree with this. You may disagree with this. Here's how I see it. The vast majority of the team is ready to go win a Super Bowl. We're going to find out in the next 2.5-3 months if the quarterback is. We'll find out.
That's amazing.
I have major worries.
I think you're wrong assuming the vast majority of the team is ready to win a Super Bowl halfway through a year.
I don't think
any part of the team is ready to go win a Super Bowl halfway through a year.
John, use your head here.
I've been on Super Bowl teams.
A.J. Brown and Saquon
I've been
Barkley.
On multiple Super Bowl teams.
Okay, AJ,
and I don't think any of them were ready to go to the Super Bowl halfway through the year.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a direct question. Is Saquon Barkley good enough as a running back to win a Super Bowl?
Saquon Barkley has always been.
Okay,
So that's New York.
Is A.J. Brown good enough to win a Super Bowl?
I would think so.
Okay, that's two. I can keep going.
Jalen is too. Yes, Jalen is good enough. Right now, he is good enough to win a Super Bowl. We'll and we saw him in the Super Bowl. Take us to the
and
threshold.
And we've seen him regress dramatically since then.
Yeah, and we've seen him improve dramatically since then as well.
We've seen him improve slightly over the last couple weeks, but they didn't win
that
game because of him last night. Well, they have established a formula. I mean, it's an unusual formula. Slow going for a while, frustrating a lot of people, and pull away in the end. It almost reminds me, this is a deep cut in Philly sports. This is a bit of a slight to the 97 Flyers, but it almost reminds me of them a bit, who, if you remember, in the third period would wear teams down with physicality. Not that they weren't terrific in the first and second, but they were big and strong and tough, and by the third period they'd wear teams down. I do think this team, with the O-line and the defense, does wear teams down. And maybe the way, you know, Sirianni prepares them, you know, maybe their sports science is an advantage. It's impossible to know for sure, but they do grind things out, and they are mentally tough. There's no question about that. All right, 8-2, six-game winning streak. Let's go to the phones. From Borgata this morning, 215-592-9494. Your reaction to it all. Anthony right now in New Jersey. Anthony, good morning, bud.
Good morning, Joe, John, Rhea, Scoops, my boy Jimmy. Good morning, team.
How are
What's
you,
up, sir? Anthony?
What's going on, Anthony?
Hey, man, I don't know if Nick Sirianni then iced our kicker or what he did to our kicker, but we're going to talk about that another day.
Okay.
But that ball, man, that defense is playing unbelievable, making plays, flying around there. They're physical. Oh, my God, N'Kobe Dean, Jalen Carter. Yo, this team is unbelievable, man. I never thought I could love the Giants, man. Thank you, Giants.
That's good.
Saquon is a beast. The stadium was
amazing. He's amazing. You know, Anthony, that play Zach Bond made in the first quarter, the first defensive possession, you know, drive for the other team, when he dropped in his own coverage and batted that ball down, almost intercepted it. Like, he had his hands on the ball in a way that if you grabbed it, you could almost pick it, but that would be really tough. That was a great instinctive and athletic play.
And the fourth and two when he got off that block.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, unbelievable
play.
Everywhere.
There are plays, Eagles linebackers of the past.
Yeah, N'Kobe Dean in the third down run with Daniels, the open field tackle. We saw it all night.
Yep.
Jalen Carter, 8 tackles, 7 tackles.
Yeah, that might have been Jalen. That might have been Carter's first or second best game. That in the Saints game,
there was something different about Jalen.
He was.
Yeah, he really.
He
was spectacular.
Yeah,
that looked very different. That looked as dominant as we've seen, and scary. That's the kind of film everyone is now on red alert around this league because he taught. We've heard about the players. We've heard Brandon Graham tell us he's what do they call him? Baby Rhino.
Baby Rhino. Yeah.
That because he tosses full-grown men just out of the way. Last night, that was another level of physical removal of people. He was removing people from the field of play. I've never seen that much dominance. Like, the discrepancy in strength between him and whoever he's going up against is so... He is as explosive, as strong as anyone I've ever seen play that position. But then... You add into the fact, and this is what every coach I've ever been around talks about, low pad level and a flat back. Low pad level and a flat back. Jalen Carter is the human personification of a coaching tape. You go and watch the way he plays defensive line, that pad level and the back. Look at his back. Look, his back is parallel to the ground when he's playing. It's so hard to play with your knees bent that much that your back is flat and you can just explode up through people with your back flat. So it means you are going to knock them on their ass, and that's what he does every time.
Well, power and technique.
Oh, it's
very
crazy.
Skilled. Let's go to Hank in Bordentown. Good morning, Hank.
Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. It's a beautiful day. Beautiful
it is
day.
A great day, Hank. I mean, we've got almost for sure a playoff team. I mean, it's just about lock it in time.
You know, I got to say this. I'm not blaming Nick Sirianni for Jake Elliott leaving 7 points off the scoreboard. I'm not doing that because that's on Jake.
But oh, totally.
I will say this.
Yeah, very makeable kicks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I will say this, though. What else does Jalen need to do? I go ahead and I look at Jalen game to game, and I look at him. Is he better? Do I need him to be better than Pat Mahomes? No. I need him to just be better than the opposing quarterback every game. And don't give up. Don't turn over the ball. He did that. So, yeah, did he miss some opportunities? Yes, he did. But every quarterback does. But I will say this. We went to them boys in Texas. I don't care injured or not. We took care of business there. We went to the boys up north. To them Giants, and we took care of business there. And then those Commanders came here, and what did they do? They commanded nothing. We took care of business. We did what we needed to do, and that's what I leave this.
Well, Jaden Daniels wasn't ready for primetime last night. That was a lame performance by him. Lame.
They shut him down.
No, I know they did, but he had a part of it. Like it was both. Like the Eagles' defense was great, but he was worse than advertised. And worse than he's been. I mean, I've seen him play, and he's been better, and last night he struggled, clearly.
And one last point. Let's give flowers to Wanyama Bay because he locked everything down.
He's awesome, dude.
Yeah. He's so good.
Let's give him flowers. Thank you so much. Fly, Eagles, fly.
You got it, Hank. Appreciate the
Real
call.
Real quick, right. Joe, with the Hurts thing, too, we've talked a lot this week about, Sirianni. What is he, 42-19 now, and how good a record that is. Jalen Hurts, in games with Nick Sirianni as his head coach, is 41-16, man.
Yeah.
41-16. Like, at the end of the day, you kind of have to step back and say, like, That's pretty damn impressive. I don't care how he got there.
Well, I do care how he gets there, but it is impressive. But I think in the earlier days, it had more to do with him. And I think now it's having more to do with others. That's just the way I would assess his tenure with the Birds.
Well, good thing it's a team game.
And also, again, what I said yesterday, I think applies. And it shows that he outplayed Jaden Daniels last night.
Clearly.
Quarterback play in the league is way down this year. So I think when you just watch Jalen on a game-to-game basis and just judge him again, like in the game he played, you have to judge him against what everyone else in the league is doing this year. And it's pretty damn impressive comparatively.
Devin, what's your main takeaway from last night?
I mean, can we all just finally agree that this is a Super Bowl contending team? I feel like every week we're like, well, maybe if they beat the Cowboys. Okay, maybe if they beat the Commanders. They beat one of the top offenses in the league. Their defense is playing out of their minds. The offense, while frustrating at times, is still a top five ranked offense in the league, not just the NFC. So I think we have to start giving credit where credit is due. I agree Jalen Hurts, can make some questionable decisions. He did also look a little bit concussed in the first half, but I guess he was cleared to go back in. This team is just, I mean, I'm having fun watching them. The defense, I mean, Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. Like, there's so much you can say about those two. Two rookies coming in and changing the game for this defense.
Yep.
It's impressive.
Rhea, what's your main takeaway from last night?
The turnaround on defense from last year to this year is just flat out ridiculous. I mean, they were so bad last year. During this 6-game win streak, they've allowed one passing touchdown.
Wow.
6 overall.
12. And it was the meaningless one at the end.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. And, I mean, I was thinking watching that game with Zach Bond last night that he should get the contract extension during the game.
Oh,
I literally wanted his agent to call and go, I'm ready, Howie, right now.
Al Michaels, coming on. We've got breaking news.
All right. Trivia question.
Firestone?
What? Trivia question. Name the last Eagle to get a contract during a game.
Oh. Mike Vick?
Correct.
Really?
Well, it was announced during the game. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he signed it during the second quarter, but it was announced at that point. All right, 215. And then there was the preseason game when B. West didn't play in the game because he was about to sign the contract. And the mindset was, all right, let's not play him until his mindset, until I, you know, sign the contract.
Instead of trying for a game-changing field goal that would give them a one-point lead, they're going to go on 4th and 2. Daniels under center. Daniels puts a man in motion. Daniels is back. He's being chased. He's running. He's being pushed. He's knocked out of bounds. The Eagles take over on downs. The Eagles take over on downs.
Wow. Fantastic job. Watch how they fly to the football. Zach Bond, are you kidding me?
That was so big. And holy hell, if that happened here and Sirianni made that call and the Eagles lost. I mean.
Oh, man.
Look, the one thing I'll say in the defense of Dan Quinn is he sensed that more points are about to go on the board, and 7's a lot better than 3, and let's try to get 7. Like, that is part of the argument. And obviously the Eagles, after that point, scored, was it 14 points or more than that?
Like they 20 seconds.
20.
14 points in 20 seconds.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, after that,
but
yeah,
14 more the rest of the game?
Correct, yeah, 2 more touchdowns.
Okay,
yeah.
So, you know, Dan Quinn had a point to try to get more than 3, but I still think he should have got 3.
His play calling was so questionable. When they're down, they're running the ball.
That was weird. You know what, Rhea? And the announcers didn't say it.
No.
Because I'm looking at the math. I'm like, wait a minute, 16 yes. points, yes. 2 minutes to go. If they play with some urgency. Now, look, they're still going to need to do the
offside. It almost felt like they were just trying to go home.
It did.
And Jaden Daniels was like, why not try and score here at the end?
It was very strange.
It's almost, a concession. Like, they were ready to go. They felt defeated almost. It felt that way to me.
I agree. I was very shocked. All right. So we know the result of last night. Twitter poll question of the day. What's going to be the result of tonight? So Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Equinox remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. The question, who wins tonight's fight? Will it be Jake Paul or Mr. Michael Tyson? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. We'll see where the results of that go through the show. All right, Eagles get a big win last night. Very impressive in a lot of ways. I think most of the club is ready to win a Super Bowl, and that includes the coaches. But I do have concerns about Jalen Hurts, and we'll see if he can get better or if they can win in spite of him or if he holds them back in the playoffs.
You need to stop it. That is your.
Well, I'm talking about the playoffs. I'm talking about the Chiefs. I'm talking about the
Raiders. He's been one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL this year.
I have a question. Yes. You see, there's a photo of Jalen Hurts from last night when he scrambled and got the first down,
great play,
which led to a touchdown. Yep. He's horizontal, just like puts his entire body on the line.
It's a great play.
So you think that they're winning in spite of that?
I think to a large extent they win in spite of
it. Again, statistically, he's been one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL this year.
Well, but he's nowhere near
QBR
one of the five.
Joe, you're wrong.
What do you want?
You are
I want him to be better, James.
Wrong.
But again, it's compared to the competition.
To grow better. And when you look around the league, he has outplayed the other quarterbacks in the NFL.
Some of them, yes. Some of them, no.
Well, he's a top five quarterback when you look at the numbers.
He's not a top five quarterback.
Look at the numbers and come back and talk to me.
He's not a top
five quarterback. He is a top five quarterback in every category you could mention this season because everyone else out there in the NFL defensively is doing a great job. The other quarterbacks look less like themselves, just like Jalen looks less, I don't know.
But there's a part of this
consistent.
But there's a part of this I think you often overlook. He has everything at his disposal.
Yes.
Great O-line, great running back.
I think you often overrate that. Like you constantly bring that up. Like there are a lot of players that have good players around them, and he's playing better than them.
But James, very few have so much around him. Very few, maybe one or two.
So I mean, so penalize him every week and say he's not good and he's not ready.
John,
he's ready to lead this team this week.
First 5 minutes of the show.
When you talk about Kurt Warner as a Hall of Famer, you say, well, he had Isaac Bruce, and he had Torrey Holt, and he had Marshall Faulk.
James,
no, you don't, man.
James, hang on for a second. John,
it's not perfect, but good teams figure out how to win, even though it's not perfect.
First 5 minutes of the show, you were very critical of Jalen.
No, I'm critical of Jalen not looking like he's a developed, like, fully-fledged product as a Super Bowl product for you, for your purposes.
But
I worry in the back of my mind that you're thinking, oh, look at Jalen. He stinks now. And he doesn't.
I didn't say he stinks. I said he's
average. Doesn't. You don't know how much goes into every play that he's making these precision decisions.
When he hands the ball off to Saquon?
Do you think it's easy?
Yes.
I think it's easy. And you're wrong.
Okay, fine.
There are so many reads that
you think it's
that
complicated
go into
to
those...
hand the ball off to Saquon.
Do you know how much goes into that?
Of course,
before
I don't
he hands
know.
Off?
He's also
of
not just handing it off.
I mean, we're considering he's not just handing
but
it off.
But let's not
he has the option to hand it off, to keep it, to throw it. To he's making the play from his own. Like, he designs
the
play
Saquon
from scratch.
Saquon and the line are making the
play. Do you rip John Elway for having Terrell Davis?
Do you rip Joe Montana for having the best receiver
in the history of the sport and the best offensive mind,
who?
Maybe? Joe Montana had the best receiver in the history of the sport and maybe the best offensive mind in the history of the sport, not to mention John Taylor and Roger Craig and Brent Jones. And like, again, like, great quarterbacks have great players around them. That happens.
James, do you know that Joe Montana won two Super Bowls before James, hang on. Do you know that Montana won two Super Bowls before Rice was drafted?
Yeah, he had Walsh.
Okay. No, that's right. That is an advantage.
And he had John Taylor.
All right, let's get a lot of calls.
And Dwight Clark.
Let's get a lot of calls in there. Keith in Germantown. Keith, good morning. Keith is not ready to roll. Let's go to Salvador in Coatesville. What's going on, Salvador?
Oh, man, what's going on, guys? It feels so nice to beat Dallas and Washington in one week, man.
Pretty sweet. And maybe the Giants, man. All within a month, like 30 days, something like that?
Yeah, 24, I was about to say the Giants are next, man.
They already got all three of them. And look, if they beat Washington again, they're definitely going to win the division, and they're probably going to win the division even if they lose that game. I mean, right now the Eagles are 2.5 games up on Washington. That's pretty cool.
All right, so Jake Elliott, do you think that's something that we should be concerned about?
Like, you know, I'm not.
If he's going to miss, we need to get a kicker that doesn't miss.
Apparently, he's already missed more this season than the last two seasons.
Well, the other three were all over 50 yards.
Maybe we need to go consider.
So if you remember, what Sirianni put him in there with two spots were borderline preposterous. So I wasn't worried prior to last night. I mean, Salvador, am I a smidgen worried? Sure, but I am not
worried, dude. You're worried about everything, man.
No, I'm telling.
You're kind of worried about beat the hammer this morning. I'm still rooting for you, even though you hated my song.
I didn't hate your song, Salvador.
You got to play it for Devin because she ain't here.
Well, we'll get to it. I don't know if it'll be today.
I will tell you, last night I couldn't get "It's Time to Wake Up" out of my head. I kept singing it all night long.
It is
a catchy little
ditty.
I have a song.
No. Yes,
we all do. You're part of the song in that. Yeah.
Okay.
Salvador created it.
You guys and Jimmy, you have the new version. I just sent it to you last week.
Oh,
I'm excited.
Is it shorter or longer? And how's it different?
It's mastered. It sounds so much better.
Okay. All right, Salvador. Nice work, buddy. Appreciate the call. All right, let's listen to Jalen after the game. Obviously, the concussion concern was real midway through that game. He passed the protocol. Let's listen to two different answers when Jalen talked about that. First answer, not a long one, but we'll go inside what he said. Here's the question. Here's the answer.
Your head hit the turf a couple times during that first half. Were you feeling the effects at all?
No.
Okay. Let's get
good to know.
There you
Thank
have
you,
it.
Jalen.
Let's get to the second question and the second answer, a little more elaborative.
Jalen, you had to be cleared from a concussion. Is there kind of a hold your breath moment when you're going through the evaluation thinking, because you just don't know how those things are going to go? How were you able to get through that moment?
I guess I beat the protocol.
You know how it happened?
I beat the protocol.
You know, it's too
it's
bad
a weird
the reporter.
Question, right?
Wait, James, you know what's a shame that the reporter threw the second question into the first grouping of questions?
Yeah, and what a weird
because
question.
Because the first question was actually interesting. Here's the first question. Were you worried? Meaning, even if you thought you didn't have it, like I would be worried if I'm a quarterback on a team and I don't think I have a concussion, but they take me into the tent. One, you never know what they're going to find. Two, if they do, I am eliminated from the game. So it was actually a very interesting concept to drive at, but because he then followed with a second question in that grouping. It got veered off course, and Hurts is like, well, yeah, I passed the protocol.
But also, if it's like, are you worried going in? It's like, I didn't have a concussion. Like, if you don't feel like you have a concussion, he probably wasn't that worried.
Well, I don't
know
about that, because you could have worry that who knows what they will think.
Guess.
You know? I mean, that's, you know, someone staring at you.
You know if you're able to play.
I just think it was a weird question.
No, but the other person has control. In that moment, Jalen doesn't have control.
And But you don't expect that you're going to be having your helmet taken away just because.
Well, I mean, think about
it. You expect that they'll do what is right.
But here's my point. But think of it this way. If you think you don't have a concussion and they've already flagged you and said go to the
tent. You know if you have a concussion.
No, but John, you're not understanding my point. If they've already flagged you and said you have to go to the tent, they've already begun the process of stripping power from you. That would worry me. I would have loved to have heard that answer, but there was a second question and got veered off. All right, let's go to Mike in Douglasville. Mike, good morning, man.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Doing great.
Quite a bit, Mike.
I haven't asked this one in a while, but Rhea, Devin, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing well. Hey, listen, 8-2, and I'll tell you what, a lot of conversation has been over these airwaves about who the MVP so far this season is. Dude, if I got to pick anybody, it's Vic Fangio. This defense is just playing out of its mind. The tackling has improved so much from the beginning of the season. You know, I don't know what they're feeding these guys, but they got to keep giving it.
Well, and certain players also, Mike, I think it's time to start giving a shout out to guys like Josh Sweat. You know, I mean, the name Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean get said a lot more, and rightfully so. They're better, I think. I mean, certainly Quinyon is.
Right,
but Josh Sweat has had a really good last 5 or 6 weeks. And by the way, Nolan Smith, that was a big sack last night. Big,
massive,
impactful
massive
third down play. Big play.
Absolutely. And listen, I feel like, Richie, I feel like you overrate quarterbacks in this league. And Joe, I feel like you underrate quarterbacks in this league. Listen, Hurts did not have the best game last night, especially in the first half. I feel like he was missing, you know, wide open wide receivers. The one play that sticks in my head is the one A.J. Brown on the sideline where he sailed the ball like 15 feet away to his left out of bounds. But there was other plays where he
kind of thought he was throwing that away, though.
A.J. Brown was wide open, man.
Yeah, like, he might have seen it. He might have seen it late. He might have been thrown away. Here's the one that bugged me the most, Mike, but it's a fascinating point counterpoint because it was two plays in a row. So the Eagles in the first half, and I think I don't remember if this is one of the missed field goals or made field goals, but the Eagles had a point in the first half where Jalen threw the ball to Devontae near the corner of the end zone, and it was an incompletion. It was well covered. It wasn't a bad throw. It was just tough and tight. That stuff happens. However, on the replay, you could see that there was a tight end, and I believe it was Goddard, that, to my eye, appeared wide open.
It was wide open.
Probably would have gotten at least inside the 2 or 3, probably would have scored. All right, so Jalen missed that. But here's the point counterpoint. The next play, he had a great scramble, and I think ran the ball inside the 5. Like, there are things he does way better than most, and there are most starting quarterbacks, and there are things I think he does worse than most starting quarterbacks.
Most starting quarterbacks miss shots. You know that,
right? I know, but I think he misses more than certainly most that are considered good.
Some weeks maybe he does. Other weeks maybe he doesn't. Every quarterback is going to miss some stuff. It is impossible to see everything down. They've talked about it.
But it's his job.
They talked about vision.
Yeah.
Of course it's his job. But part of his job is you can't see through people. So some plays you can see, some plays you can't. That's just the truth of football. And it's okay if you miss on some plays and then you make up for it.
I just think he misses on more than he should, especially for $250 million. I mean, I see this team is totally ready to win the bowl, and I just hope he doesn't hold them back. But look, maybe they win it in spite of him. Maybe he plays better and they win it because of him. We'll find out. Let's get to Gary in Whitehall. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, morning team. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Well done, Gary. And an 8-2 team, Gary. Oh,
what's
horn,
happening?
Sorry.
He gave you the horn, Joe.
I missed the horn. I'm sorry. I was talking. I didn't expect the horn. I like that. That's a new touch, the horn after the chant.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Sit back and relax, please. Take your shoes off because I don't need any negative Nancy from you. I want to talk to the real guy. I want to talk to John.
Go for it.
John, you're so right. This was a team effort. Team, team, team. Not I and Joe. Team.
I agree with you, by the way, Gary. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, you can, but just sit back and relax.
Okay.
But this defense is awesome. Vic Fangio, I don't know what it is, what took so long. I mean, other than the disarray that we had last year and getting the whole new scheme and continuity going, but this defense is awesome. And with Saquon Barkley, what can you say about this guy?
He's the best back in the NFL. Maybe the best back we've ever seen. You know what? Yeah, for sure. He's the best Eagles back I've ever seen.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, best Eagles back that I've seen. No question about
it. Behind that offensive line, I mean.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this, Gary. Gary, I was really happy Landon Dickerson got back in there. Because when he got rolled up, I thought this could be a month. This could be the season, God forbid, if it's a tear. You know, like that was. Oof.
Does anyone leave the game and come back more than Landon Dickerson?
Well, Javon Kearse used to. It used to happen with Javon all the time.
Yeah, but I've never been on a team with offensive linemen who ever left the game.
He did get rolled up, though.
I know. I understand. John Runyon got rolled up, yeah. And Jermaine Mayberry got rolled up. Yeah. They never, ever left. They never once left the game. Trey Thomas never for a play. I guarantee, go back and look through the logs. Okay. They never left.
Do you remember Javon leaving a lot?
Yeah.
But I don't know.
He was like a Ferrari. I mean, that's just how it works. You got to get him tuned up a little bit between plays.
Gary, good call, buddy. Let's talk to Dan right now, calling from Philly. What's going on, Dan?
That was pretty good.
That was really good. Impression.
Right? Well done, buddy.
Devin, you excite me all the time with that E when I do my chants now. So
look, I'm honored that I unintentionally started a rally cry for the Eagles, and I will never attempt it again.
It's transforming some people's Eagles chant.
I know.
It is the new Eagles chant.
It's
a movement. Get on board.
Right.
I like it a lot.
And then you got to throw Jillio's L in there. We're going to make an amazing Eagles chant at some point.
Hey, listen, conglomeration.
I feel super uncomfortable watching this defense. Our defense has sucked for so long that I sit here and like say, there's somebody out there that's going to blow this cover. There's somebody out there that's going to miss this tackle. And they just keep showing up. Like, this is solid defense.
Yeah, it's okay if they miss a tackle because they seem to rally. You know, they are tough, and just watch the way it's multiple hats to the ball. You know, good defenses talk about that. They get out there and they talk. They hate the pursuit drills that they're forced to do every week, but good defenses, they roll like an amoeba. You can see them just overtaking an offense.
And Dan, I'll tell you this, man. Players obviously play, and they're the biggest factor. They have to be. But it just feels to me like Vic Fangio is doing a heroic job putting this thing together. I mean, the acceleration of their quality play has been dramatic.
It helps him a lot that you've got a couple young players that just – it's almost like autopilot. You put them out there, you've coached them well, and they make plays with a tough-mindedness that you can't teach.
But, Dan, I'll give you an example of someone that I'm talking about who, you know, I had major doubts coming into the season. John had some doubts. A lot of people had doubts, and that's Reed Blankenship. So last year he was bad in coverage, not below average. He was bad. It was part of how they gave
everyone
up.
Took advantage of him. Every week you knew that our opponent would target him, and there would be a touchdown scored because they took advantage of the way he's unable to cover someone.
Especially late in the year as teams figured it out.
No question.
And so, Dan, my point is, like, I don't know the answer of how that's either been covered up or he got so much faster, but clearly, the combination of players around him, probably his own improvement, but probably Vic Fangio's placement of players and timing of things has made Reed Blankenship a more effective player. And I tip my cap to all of them. It's really good stuff.
That's true. Plus their attitude. Like, this is a Philly defense that you can be proud of. If you remember, like, 2 years ago against San Fran in the playoffs.
Sure.
They punked. Remember before the game, the offense was over there just punking the defense? Like, this defense has an attitude. It's gritty. John, like you said, they're flying to the ball all the time. They are not avoiding contact. Even Darius Slay is getting in there and throwing his helmet.
Totally.
Like, this is a ramped-up defense. That's what a Philadelphia defense is supposed to look like and act like and show up and play like.
Well,
so, yes.
You know, Dan, I also like – while Fangio deserves the most credit from a coaching standpoint 100%. For that, I also like – you know, Sirianni's messaging, if you listen – he talks an awful lot, and I'm not saying he's the only coach that does it, right, because I'm sure a lot do, but he makes a big point of emphasis to talk about physical toughness and playing. He doesn't use the word violent.
He said it's their identity.
Yeah, that's basically what he's saying. Like, he's really trying to drive that home, and, you know, I think he has infused this team with an identity, the way he's
And they look like they're having fun.
They do.
Too, you know?
They do. And a guy like Gardner Johnson being back is big.
Huge.
Yeah, for the vibes.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not the vibes.
You're right. I totally agree with you.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, he does. But he also just flat hits guys.
Well,
and,
yeah.
And that was really, really lacking last year. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, the injury report as it relates to last night. Obviously, Hurts, by far the biggest thing. It was great. He was able to get through it and seemed like he was, you know, fine. So that's good stuff. But